Hey, it's Todd. How are you? Well, this is the show. Here we go. Rory Scovel's our guest. How you doing? How you doing? Hey, guess what? I'm here in Portland at Helium Comedy Club. Two shows tonight, Friday. Then Saturday, we have one early show at 7:30, I think. Then the late show is the podcast. So come on. And by the way, if you go to the Thursday show or you went to the any Friday show or the Saturday early show and then you want to go to the podcast, it's two for one. That'll save you a little money. Just when you make your reservation for the late show Saturday, just give your name or your ticket stub or whatever. They'll tell you what to do when you call. Why am I whispering? I'm in a mellow mood. But a good mood. Had a good time here last night in Portland. A lot of cool local acts. I know I've said that before about other cities, but hey, there's some cities that have a lot of good local comics. All right, I'm just rambling now. I think that's it. All right, there is something. I thought, don't say anything. There's a point in the show where I talk about what Adam Carolla said about women not being funny, and then I thought about taking it out. And by the way, if you're wondering, I take very, 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 very little out of the show. I don't want you to think, like, how much does he edit out? In the beginning, here and there, but as the months went on, virtually nothing. Usually it's just a glitch or something that went wrong. But I did think about taking this out because I thought, I don't want to see Adam Carolla at a party. He's not, and then I thought, he's not listening to your podcast. You never know. But you know what? Every time I see him, he's always very social, very nice. But, all right, I didn't attack his socialness or his niceness. I don't know why that just rubs me. It's just so unnecessary. Women aren't funny. Shut up. So I left it in. Of course, in my head, I'm thinking, how could I clean up what I was trying to say? Let me tell you something. I'm going to repeat what I said before about a lot of things. Maybe my examples and analogies weren't great, but I know I'm right. We can do with that. Fucking women can't be good mechanics. Shut up. That's really the response to when someone says that, what you should say. But men can't make good nurses. All right, stop being foolish. You're being childlike. That's what a child says, something with no ration or no reason. Where do you get this from? So I left it in. It's just so unnecessary. I don't know why that fucking drives me nuts. I know why. Because I used to be a woman, everybody. Listen to the Marc Maron show this Thursday. That's right. All right, that's it. I'm funny, right? I'm funny. Look at me. All so funny. I'm so funny. All right, bye. Enjoy the show. All right, see you at Helium.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Pause it. I just want everyone to know, and I know that we haven't even gotten the theme out. I feel like I haven't been here in ages. Daniel called me on the phone today. He goes, don't you feel like we've been on vacation for months? So let me tell you something. I am just bubbling with excitement.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again.
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell everyone. I'm changing my new name, my stage name. It's now Foster Grant.
Oh.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach.
Hello.
El Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
If you don't want me to do the podcast,
hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
Let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
God, it's Maren. I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
his very funny podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas.
Shit, everyone, Todd's coming into the room. Take your places.
There he is.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, Daniel, can you look? Thank you, everybody. It's good to be here.
Can we take pictures? Can I take a picture of you? Todd! Oh, I want to touch you. Todd, let me touch you.
Thank you very much. It is good to be back.
Holy, he's in a microphone that makes things echoey. We're not even in an echoey place. Oh, wow.
Oh, what a night.
It's
what
such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling to feel it inside.
How dare you?
I didn't do anything. That was Daniel.
Daniel, don't do that. Turn my reverb off. Okay, I can hear myself. Hold on. 2, 3, 4. There we
check,
go.
Check, check, check.
Don't interrupt it again.
I thought you liked it when I was being obnoxious during a song.
Yeah. No, play it again.
It's such a good.
Turn it off. I just saw you doing it.
What?
Rory?
I was coughing.
All right, listen. Let's get through some stuff.
I cough sing.
Let's get through some stuff. We got a lot to get to today. It's going to be a good show. First of all, I want to apologize. I always say I'm going to go nice and slow. We did break that show up. It's hard for people to break it up themselves. You know, it's like if somebody said, you know, I'm going to fuck you for an hour. You can have a half an hour now and a half an hour later. Break it up wherever you want it. You're probably going to do all the fucking in the first hour. If that makes any sense. And I mean guy, girl, whatever you weirdos out there do, I don't care.
I don't know why you felt the need to clarify what you meant.
Because I think it's
I like you went with that analogy, like we're fucking your time.
Look, Rory. Anyway, there was no Monday show because we had a problem with the recording, which is all good. Me and Paul are going to get together again. By the way, me and Paul did an hour and a half show, mostly just reacting to a lot of emails. And afterwards, I just wanted to hug Paul F. Tompkins because he helped me really clear up a lot of thoughts in my head. And when we were using a piece of recording equipment that we've used before, but we've never put mics into it. So it's all okay. Me and Paul are going to do another show. And it's all good. So we're going to rip through a lot of stuff, as I always say. When you say you're putting videos up, somebody emailed us, where do we put them? Let Katie, go ahead. Or you
well,
know
we usually
a
put them on the Facebook, but we need to get the video of you guys walking outside. That's what
yes.
everyone's asking for.
With the elephant music.
Yeah, and we will, we just haven't done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the elephant, by the way, we finally got the elephant music to where we need it, to the part that we like. You didn't, that's okay. How about this?
Oh yeah, there you go.
Okay,
what do you picture? What's the first thing you picture?
Well, look out the window. What do you see right there, Rory? Play the music. What is that?
There is a guy across the street.
That, Rory, what do you see? What kind of car is that, Rory?
I see it runs on bubbles, and there's bubbles coming out of the exhaust instead of, like, actual exhaust. And the guy's not, to drive it, he has to, like, crank it while he steers. And there's no doors, there's no windows, it's just open.
Who's driving that? That's a celebrity.
It's a guy doing a Willy Wonka impression.
No, that's a celebrity.
It's George Clooney trying to be Willy Wonka. And he looks pretty good. He's like a purpley suit.
So listen. Oh, here we go. We're going to take our time here. Before the show, Eric, your last name is Olson. Erk. I have a hard time saying Eric. I don't have a hard time. It's my Philadelphia accent, I guess, although there's people in Philadelphia listening right now going, we don't say Erk. Who's saying Erk? Me or Rory? Erk.
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 Hi, is Erk here?
Okay.
Hi, is Erk here?
Hey, is Erk there?
Sorry, Erk?
Hello, is Erk there?
So I asked him if I could call him Andrew, because that's his middle name, and he goes, very affectionately, he goes, Erk's fine. So Erk it is.
Erk.
As I throw that post-it away. My new name, Foster Grant, throw that post-it away.
Foster Grant.
That's a strong name.
Is that for your book? By Foster Grant.
Hey, by the way, speaking of my book, which, by the way, people would not. At the festival. It was the talk of the festival.
I agree.
People want to know about it.
Tim Schuster was there. Simon and Schuster. Tim
right.
Schuster.
Right.
Of John Simon and Tim Schuster. They were. Tim Schuster was there. He was.
You're
fun.
Funny.
Thank you.
The book. I have a name for the book. I think. I swear to George Carlin. You think that's a good?
I do like that.
So Kelly Carlin tweeted me today, and I would like to have her on the show so we can talk about that. I hope she knows. She said, "I hear you're swearing." Something like, "I hear you're swearing
to my dad."
To my dad, and I think she put a smiley face after it. So I think she knows it means in good, but I hope she wasn't thinking like I'm swearing to her dad in some negative way because I adore and love her father. And
No. She totally gets it.
She gets it. Of course she does. It's Kelly goddamn Carlin, for the love of fucking God. So anyway, there you go with that. The festival. I just figured out this festival that basically, you know, Chris Mancini and Graham Elwood is basically they're putting it together, of course, with Andy Wood, who has to do a lot with the Portland Bridgetown Comedy Festival. People are going to come from all over the place and sleep at the hotel. So
it's the L.A. Pod Fest, and it's the weekend of October, like the 12th. Sorry, hold on one second.
That's
the,
okay.
It's the 12th, 13th, and 14th. In October, and it's in Santa Monica. If you go to lapodfest.com, you can find out more information, okay. And we'll be there along with a bunch of other shows.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then the campaign with like who gives a shit if you're you know what that means?
A bird.
We're going to work on that. The problem was, I think what we're going to do is come up with something a little simpler, almost like a something everyone can read, so we keep them short and to the point. But I did not forget about it. Maybe it's like we put something up there, and then you somehow and you just give it your hey, my name is blah blah blah, and I agree with what's on the screen under me, you know. Yeah. And it's just like this: we come up with some wording to word it, nice, clear, ironclad. I am a loving, accepting person, and you know. So I didn't forget about that. Basically, straight people saying, you know, we don't give a fuck if you're gay. So we're going
to
work on that.
Can I go back? Were you about to say something about that Podfest? Were you like doing something?
Oh, no,
Are you just saying it's coming up?
We're going to do a live show. Todd Glass will be live there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then a bunch of other podcasts.
And hopefully, Rory, you can be on the show with me.
No, that's what I was asking. You know, let's get to the nitty gritty.
Yes, I do want you. Fiona Apple, here's the deal. For our 1 year anniversary, I heard through Flanny over at Largo, she's going to call in and sing. She felt really bad that she couldn't make it in. By the way, I've never met her. Of course, I know of her, and I also know of her music. I've never met her, but she said on the Mark Maron show she felt like, you know, she was going to do this show, and she ended up doing Mark's, which I totally understand. But she's supposedly going to call in, supposedly, and
sure.
Do like a song that, like, maybe it's "You Make My Pants Want to Get Up and Dance." Maybe it's "Welcome to My World."
Oh my God, "You Make My Pants Want to Get Up and Dance" done her style. That'd
be amazing.
Perfect. I hope it's that one.
Oh yeah. Well, guess what? If she's listening,
super slow with the piano.
Hopefully, it will be that.
That song will have never had that much meaning
ever
before.
People will cry and be like, "I don't know why."
Pants want to get up and dance. And one of the founding members of Fake Problems, he's now in another band, is going to do a version of "You Make My Pants Want to Get Up and Dance." But when I talk to him, I'll give you more details of the name of their band and everything. That's to make sure they call.
Everyone that's curious, the Winter Sounds raised enough money for their album, and so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Everybody who donated.
People were awesome about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what people are. They're fucking awesome. Maybe that should be the name of my book. People are awesome. Write that down. I have a person that writes things down for me. They're right here.
Okay, I got it.
Like, just don't come on. His name
Can
is
I
for.
Write this down too. Or
no. Just don't.
People are fun.
It's a very friendly stenographer.
Yeah, he doesn't even get it right.
People are fun.
No, I didn't say people. I said people are awesome.
Yeah, people.
Maybe I should just introduce you. His name is Glennie.
Hi, Glennie. Hello, Glennie. Whoa.
Hi, Glennie. How you doing?
Glennie is stolen from a character that James Adobian does. I can't say anybody's name. Okay, so Glennie is a character we do with him. Okay, so let me hold on. I got a second here. Mark Wahlberg. Hold on. Did he call in? Is he on the line? Well, if he's on the line live, let's put him on the live. Mark, go ahead. Mark, are you there?
I just want to let you know, man. I like the show a lot. You're doing a great job. I'll talk to you later.
Oh,
that's
weird.
Nice.
Short and sweet.
How long was he on hold for just then? Look at the clock right there.
45 minutes.
To say that?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. I guess he likes the show. By the way, Mr. Rogers, I know I'm obsessed with Mr. Rogers, but I really am as the years go on, told everybody when he was in accepting award, take 15 seconds of silence to think about someone that made you breathe easier. 15 seconds, watch the clock, think about someone, and just 15 seconds of someone that made you breathe easier. It could have been a teacher. It could have been a comedian when you moved to L.A. that was kind to you. Let me tell you something. There's a comedian that has no idea that he made me breathe easier. And if I hit it big where I, you know, the type where you can help your friends type of big, Adam Sandler big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that type of where, you know, I will help this person. And but it could be someone in your family. It could be an aunt that stepped in and raised you. Could be some simple, but they made you breathe easier. 15 seconds of silence.
Could it be the surgeon who did my deviated septum?
Yes.
No.
Helped me breathe easier. It helped me breathe easier, literally.
Jesus. How about 15 seconds of silence for ruining my moment? That's Daniel Keno, everybody. So 15 seconds. Here we go. Now, seriously, shut your eyes. I know I can't see you, and you can get away with it. How about in church? I'm not a religious person, but I've been to church where you're supposed to shut your eyes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't shut my eyes, and someone else gives me a look. Like I go, "What are you fucking looking at? Your eyes are open too." But you fucking try. Don't pull any shit. We both have our eyes open. All right. So here we go. 15 seconds. Seriously, try to think of someone that made you breathe easier. Okay. You know what? That's pretty calming. Oh, Rory, you can't have a serious moment, can you? Well, let's play Rory's opening theme. I think we got everything out of the way. Then we're going to talk about the Montreal Comedy Festival. Is there a caller for Rory on the phone? Yeah. Are you serious? Go take a caller for Rory.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Wow.
No hang up? Well, it was too quick. I think you're really resonating with the people. There's animals.
Feline community.
What's that line blinking? Is that line 3 or 4? Take line 4. Go ahead. Line 4. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's not fair. I do it as a joke. It's not. Wow.
Hold on.
Wow. I do it as a joke.
Okay,
I don't think that was made any sense.
No, people call in. These are animals calling
that was
in.
Racist.
Because
yeah,
you
I
resonate.
Thought what he said was inappropriate.
Oh, you know what he said?
Yeah. I do it as a joke, and he comes at me.
All right, listen, let's play your opening theme. I want everyone to. I'm glad we're back. We seemed like we were away. Daniel Keno, how you doing, Daniel?
Great.
I know it's a lot of time to sit over there, 14 minutes, without really saying that much.
I got some zingers in there.
Zingers! Help, can I have some echo in my voice, please? I got a little zinger. Let's hear Rory's theme. And by the way, we've used this before. But Lynn's reusing some. It's okay. Crank it up. Thank you, Katie. Levine.
Katie Levine.
Yeah, that's right.
This is special for you.
Rory Scovel's here.
That's right, motherfuckers.
He's back on the Todd Glass Show. And I want you to hear.
I haven't heard this one yet.
He's brought with him his fiancée.
Oh.
Yeah, Jordan's her name, but she doesn't have a beard like Rory. That's what I call cool, a chick without a beard. She's super sweet. She's, yeah, just a little weird.
In a good way.
But we love her so. Yeah, Rory, we just want you to know that Jordan is cute, she's sweet, she's honest, she's lovable. We like her a lot. She's nice, she's
this is
sweet,
Rory's
she's
theme?
Lovable.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything else off the top.
Wait, that is
yeah,
a little weird.
When I think of her, I just want to smush and punch a puppy's face. And then
from your act.
Right down in Nantes-en-Zay. Here with Rory. Oh, Jordan, we want you to know that we think you are scoring, because we like Rory too. But I think the best part of him, he's got you.
This isn't about me at all.
We love you, 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 we love you.
It's about Jordan.
Oh,
Jordan's here.
There.
Everybody interprets the song differently.
Yeah, everybody interprets it different. It is a little. But you know what?
I think it's rude.
Lynn's been lonely.
I think it's rude.
Wait, was that a present? I don't talk like that.
Yes, you do.
I think it's rude.
Jordan, did you like it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if she liked it.
Oh, no, don't come over to the mic. No. Oh, shit. She's chasing everybody around the room.
Babe, leave him alone.
Go sit down.
Oh my good
God.
Good Lord.
Why does she do that?
She's trying to host a show. Chasing. They just did a jingle about you.
Why does she like chicken sandwiches so much?
Are you gonna stay seated?
All right, listen.
All right.
This is off to a good start. Okay, before we get to anything, there's a guy that said last week's podcast was terrible. His name is Joe Say. Now you might think, Todd, I thought, what's going on over there?
Nothing.
Todd, I thought we moved past like one person saying the show was terrible last week. It's not about that.
Which shows are you referring to? Was I on this podcast?
Hold on. Don't anybody take it personally because
it's
Todd's
fault.
I was on it too. But let's more than less.
your podcast.
You were on that show too.
Yeah,
Todd?
Well, you never know.
Have we done shows where you're not here?
By the way, this is going to happen.
This will happen.
That's actually a good idea.
By the way, it is a good idea. Oh my God, I thought about that 1 week, Rory.
Yeah.
If I can't be here, you have to fill in for me.
Me and Daniel will fucking... Well,
why don't we have James Adomian host it as you, and then we'll just sit here and do it.
Done.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
That should be the show.
All right, everybody, hold on. And then we're going to get... After this, we're going to get to a guy that is tired of me shushing people. But that's a little tease.
Here we go.
Don't do it yet.
All right.
So this guy writes... Now, Todd, last podcast was terrible. His name is Joe Say. Now, why read it? As I said, the listeners might be like, didn't we move past that, don't you? Like, you know, there's always going to be someone. I want to know who this guy is. I would have him in here because if he likes the show overall, by the way, to George Carlin, I thought that show was they're all fun shows for me, but yeah. Some, you know, you're done and you feel like you hit it out of the park a little bit. Others, you feel like, you know, to George Carlin, me and Rory talk on the phone a lot. We're like, maybe we shouldn't have done this. Maybe this is a better way to do it.
I think you know when it's not great. It's...
Yeah, but you take that chance, and part of it being unfucking believably funny is that sometimes you take the risk of it just.
Yeah.
But I really thought that was a fun episode. But let's say it wasn't. Let's say it's one of those where even me and you the next day go, it wasn't horrible, but, you know, we could have done this better or that better. Here's the problem there. Maybe we can work with the music cues a little better. I take responsibility. But if this guy's a listener, like, I don't understand. Like, Joe Say, let's make it like we're trying to help him. Are you doing this to your family and your friends? Let's move past the me being so self-absorbed where I just take it personally. And let's go to the... Is this what you're doing if you're married? You don't let someone have any wiggle room? If you overall like the show, is this how you treat your parents? By the way, I would love to hear people. Joe Say, I'll make sure I'm reading enough of this. I'd love to talk to his family to go, is he a kind, nurturing, loving person?
Are we sure that it wasn't whatever else was happening that day that affected his experience with our show? You know what I mean? He could be at work or getting yelled at on the way home and then listening to the show.
By the way, and that's not what a that but is that a defense of him? Because that's not what a sane person does. When I've had a hard day, well, here's what a normal person does. If you're right, and I don't know if you are or not, a normal person, if they've had a rough day and they turn on Letterman, if you're pretty a normal person, But you've had a rough day. Hey, people that are normal have rough days. They don't turn around and go, I hate David Letterman. They go, oh, thank God he brought some.
I think it's easy to get to the bottom of it.
What's
his name?
You're
talking about a guy, Jose.
Does it say his Twitter name?
Last podcast was terrible. At the Joe Says 44.
Now,
the
let's Joe not.
Says, but I mean, you're saying, let's ask his family. What is he like? If that's how he's talking to people, I'm willing to bet a lot of money his family goes, oh, Joe? Ah, he's fucking terrible.
Of course. But that's funny that you didn't think that's where I was going. Like, yeah. I would love to know more about this guy. Because I picture a guy loves the podcast. There's somebody else out
there.
Wait,
was that emailed to you?
That was tweeted.
That.
That's right. There's somebody else out there that we hit a bad week. You know, a week where it's not as funny as the other weeks, and they go, next week will be better. This wasn't
someone's
my favorite episode.
Life, and but, I hope, please fucking hear this. Please hear this.
Yes.
If you leave these negative fucking comments, what you don't even know is you're letting us see who you are. Do you honestly, and I truly mean this for people, all you motherfuckers that leave those negative comments, do you really think it changes anything in anyone's life? So if you want to leave a fucking negative comment, leave it. But you are so fucking laughable.
Here's where I think I can't even handle it. It drives me crazy. Here's where I go off a little from that. Like, I don't mind. I've said this a million times. People can leave nice things. They can leave bad things.
Legit criticism is something.
But even unlegitimate, it's all fine. So my way of looking at it is more like getting into his brain of going 1 week and this guy, that's it. That sucked. Like, that's. I really do mean this. I'm doing it somewhat comedically, but to George Carlin.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine what he's doing to the people in his life. If he heard this, I want him to stop and go, maybe he's right. Like, do you have children? Are you that hard on them that one thing they do wrong, or a mom and a dad that love you and they make a mistake? And it's got to be who he is. So here's what I want you to do. I want him to come on the show, and I want to help him not be that critical. There we go. Now, here's the next guy. Shush.
The last show was
terrible. By the way,
terrible.
Sometimes people write me an email. Somebody corrected me. Paul F. Tompkins also, you know, corrected me on this nicely. I say froth at the mouth. It's froth at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody corrected me through an email, and at the end they said, I hope you don't think I'm one of those. I go, no. I was thinking to myself, no. You made a nice, kind correction of my – you weren't mean at all. So,
your email was terrible. Person who emailed him.
Oh, you mean the throth?
Yeah.
It's froth. Froth at the mouth.
Yeah.
But my point is that people, believe me, they write emails sometimes that are, you know, they're correcting me on something, but they do it in a very, very, very kind way. So now here's this guy. Oh, if you think I was mean to that last guy, just fucking hold on to your pants, America, because Foster Grant's coming right at you.
Foster Grant.
You're listening to the Foster Grant Show, number one voted by the Podcast Association of America.
Foster Grant. I feel like there should be a jingle for that guy.
There will be when Lynn gets back from vacation.
Kind of a preppy one, though.
Okay, this guy is, what's his name? His name is, hold on, FNN. Can you tell me who that's from, Katie?
This was also tweeted at you?
This was.
It's just at FEN Promos on Twitter.
FEN Promos on Twitter? He goes, listen
or
to every.
She, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of she, wait till we hear what Andy Kindler said, and I'm with him. This is my new way I plug up and coming. This is coming up in the 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What Andy Kindler said about the Adam Carolla,
mm-hmm,
saying women aren't funny. Oh,
Andy Kindler said about Adam Carolla.
So he says, might stop listening to the Todd Glass Show, listen to every episode, but his shushing is becoming unbearable and increasingly annoying. Anyone else? With a question mark. Now, by the way, just to let you know I'm not crazy, let me get this out here. I'm sure there is someone else going, thank you, but didn't seem like a lot of people. First of all, Rory pointed this out. Half the time when I'm shushing myself. And you have to understand, when I shush people here, people look at me like, that's my neuroses. No one feels uncomfortable. Nobody goes, oh, we're getting shushed by Todd. They're like, look at Todd. He's in my head. But shush? Let me tell you something. I will shush, and we will all shush. Drive it. Shh, shh, shh. No, shh. Don't. Hold on. One more second.
Hey, but not joking. Who seriously is willing to go back and listen to every single episode and total up the amount of time spent shushing and let me know if it even equals one full episode? That guy can't handle it.
If it equals a full episode, that's not good. You know,
but it won't.
If it's a full hour and a half.
But by the way, I want to do it till he.
Could somebody, if someone could find all the shushes, put them together, and we should send them to that guy.
Little baby, don't say a word.
Play another one. Don't ever tell him. Hold on, Rory. Play another one. Hold on. Worry.
Hush, little baby.
Dear Todd, I wanted to write an email to let you know that I don't appreciate someone telling me to be quiet while I'm merely listening to your podcast. I've noticed that you've been shushy for a total of 10 minutes in the entire year and a half that you've been doing this podcast. And I find that 10 minutes to be just completely unacceptable. Signed.
That's the creepiest voicemail ever.
I'm not done with this guy. Let me tell you something. You tell me I can't shush. You are no. I've done this before. I've only done it twice. You may not listen to this show. And by the way, not in a little fucking joke. So help. I hope you listen, and you know you will, because you know someone out there told you to listen. I will fucking shush all I want. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think you.
Here comes the bride.
Oh, yeah, that's how
this is. Dear Todd, I listened to your second podcast, and you made fun of me.
Stop, everybody. Stop it. Play the other song. The other one. Anyone.
Play
it. Hush. Hush. Hush, 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 hush,
the shushing is unbearable. I can't take it. Stop it. Die. I can't take it. Honey! I can't take the shushing! Turn it off!
You want to tell me I can't shush on my show? You trying to gather up people? How dare you! You end this email. How fucking dare you!
Anybody else? He's putting a team together.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do with your email. I'm going to crush it up and talk
about
it.
Wait, are you putting it in your paper jeans?
Yes.
I'm going to put it in his pocket.
This guy's sitting home on his computer. I know he might be hearing right now. I like the show. That's the one thing. I can't. Shh, shh, shh. Don't you ever.
The shushing is unbearable.
You're lucky I don't run a constant shush for the whole hour and a half and then
just
give your address
out. Just a bed of shushing.
I have every fucking right to get your address, give it out, then drop a whole hour and a half of shushing. After last week, the people didn't get an episode. This week, they would get a shushing for an hour and a half and then give your address out. How dare you? How dare you?
Can someone, if somebody knows him, can you rat him out for us? We'll send him in a whole shushing.
If someone can tell me who said this and give me his address, I will let you, there'll be something very nice for you. Maybe a free oil change next door to Swedish Motors. What's that?
This is what a stream of shushing would sound like.
Shh. Sounds like a broken down Pontiac.
What's going on?
I bet that's more annoying than shushing.
Yes.
Shh. What is that?
All right, everybody, calm down.
It's an app.
I thought of an app, okay? Someone out there should invest. If you can come up with this and put it together and build it, yeah, I only want 50%. I give you the idea and the name. You bring the expertise. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is an app. PillID.com, right? PillID. How many times have you been in your house and you find a pill? You don't know what it is. Should you take it? Should you not? Should you crush it up and snort it? What are you supposed to do with this thing?
Ooh, gross.
Are these real problems?
Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Can I finish my bit? Yes, maybe there are some variations on this. Here's how PillID would work.
Mm-hmm.
You take a picture of it, and then it automatically syncs it up with a bank of pills that they have, and then it tells you what it is, as opposed to you trying to go on the internet and trying to describe the size and the color of it. It's just a friend of mine had a problem this weekend. It's no big deal.
Dear Todd, I listening to Daniel pitch these apps, it's just unbearable. Pills are pills. Why do we need an app for it? I can't listen anymore. Anybody else?
So, you guys, I was thinking... Rory brought his own soundboard today.
Yeah, I like how Rory's...
Rory decided...
The ocean might sound like
Listen, let me get a few more out. That's what you get when you tell me not to shush, okay?
Shh.
Shh. Who do you think can do shush longer? You want to fuck with me, buddy? You want to fuck? You want to fuck?
Oh, it's unbearable.
No. You want to... Like... No, this guy thinks he can... You want to fucking go at it?
It's like having to walk on broken glass. I can't handle it. Is that the name of your next CD? Walking on Broken Glass? Or is that the name of your book? Walking on Broken Glass?
No. Did you hear about that Tony Robbins event in San Diego?
Yeah.
Maximilian Barth.
Right?
Maximilian Barth. We were supposed to hang out a few nights ago, and he blew me off. He said that'll make him look cool to his friends. He said in an email, he's the one that did that, you know, the comedy thing, the scale for comedy. Like, did you ever notice that? Anyway, but
Did he do? He emailed you specifically. What did he write in the email?
Don't worry about it.
The one reading it.
Okay, he's a good man.
Dad, put your jeans back on.
You know how when you delete an email, you hear that sound.
Yeah. That's
I actually get to see it in real life. Yeah.
Remember when I did that last week? I go, oh, let me take my pants off. And you said, I have paper jeans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My nephew said that made him do a spit take. And he didn't have anything. He wasn't drinking anything. Somebody, David D. France. What's that name? I'm sorry. I have a hard time.
David DeFranco?
He had a hard week. And he said that along with some other podcasts, Scott Aukerman, Mark Maron, and me. And he said, thanks for cheering me up. You know what, David? You cheer me up by taking the time to write something kind. And now we have a graduating ceremony. All these people have one thing in common.
Philip Brown. Biller. Leah Gessel. Ryan Winchock. Matthew Brown. Kevin Huxford. Someone named A.
That's their name.
Dave Brown. Sue. Derek Ross. Thumper. Mason Castley. Maximilian Barth. Sam Hollis. Matthew Kaufman. Mully. Kyle Mason. Tom Oliphant. Andrew Todd. I'm not going to read that one. Willem Krolowitz.
He couldn't read it.
Takura McCollum. Gerard Brown.
Who is this?
Dave Kurluck. Josh Mayfield. Eric Tunney. Connor Moore. Unica. John Neville. Michael Sanchez. Andrew Erickson. James Masterkoval. Edwin Johnson. Izzy Maxwell. Jen Fitzgerald. Mark Kaplan. Webster Youngs. Nicholas Brady. Sean. Charlie Kraft. And Will Frazier. If I said your name wrong, my sincerest apologies. But thank you for being who you are.
All those people had one thing in common. They sent good energy my way. Not every one of them was pure complimentary. Some of them were correcting me. Some of them were debating me. But they all did it with class and dignity. And that's why we took some time to honor them. You're listening to The Todd Glass Show. We'll be back.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say
you never get enough of Mr. Rogers. I like it. Is Mark, are you serious? Who's on the phone?
I think Mark Wahlberg is again.
Are you? Oh God, this is uncomfortable.
Are you guys
Mark,
friends? Are you really?
Yeah,
close?
Yeah, yeah. I met him at the comedy festival.
All right,
and he said he listens to the podcast, which I was, of course, he gets every
He's
bit.
He's a big fan.
No, he like you know some people like besides Jen Kirkman, who by the way we fooled around this weekend. It was fun.
Ooh. You did?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
It was my first. We fooled around.
You've never fooled around with a comedian before? Yeah, come on.
What was that?
Whackety, whackety.
Come on, come on, come on.
Hamburger.
You were listening to Todd
okay.
Glass.
So, Mark, are you there? Go ahead, Mark.
I just want to let you know, man. I like the show a lot. You're doing a great job. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, do you think that in the future...
I think he's nervous. Mind.
Does he always just say the same thing?
Talk.
No, that's is that the same thing?
I don't think he's...
Put him back on. Mark, are you there?
I just want to let you know, man. I like the show a lot. You're doing a great job. I'll talk to you later.
Well, now, wait a second. Oh,
hold on. Oh, go ahead.
It sounds similar.
Hold on, Mark.
You're confused.
Mark, are you there? Mark, did you call back? Go ahead.
I just want to let you know, man.
See?
I like the show a lot.
Rory, you're funny.
Great job. I'll talk to you later.
Look, Mark...
He said, Rory, you're funny on that one.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Play it again.
I think it's the same every time.
Hey,
I just want to let you know, man. I like the show a lot.
And Rory, you're funny.
Thought that was you.
No, it wasn't. I swear to God it wasn't me. I would never lie to you. I have a friendship at stake.
All right.
I just want to let you know, man. I like the show a lot.
And I think Rory Scofield is very funny.
You're doing a great job.
He doesn't even know your name.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
And he sounds like me. I save any bit. I'll save any bit. He doesn't even know your name.
And he sounds
like me. Oh, my God. This bit's still technically okay. Remember, you know how when we say, this doesn't even matter, and I know Daniel doesn't give a shit, but you know how when I say that, you know when I say the show, our show is on the same time as Mark Maron's, and I always say Jen Kirkman came up with that. I thought about it. It's actually Daniel because I remember him going that, and it doesn't matter, but I thought, why am I giving Jen Kirkman credit? She gets enough shit.
It's all right. It's a collaborative effort.
That's weird that you're doing that after you hooked up with her.
I know.
Yeah, throwing her under the bus.
You know what I was thinking before we talk about... We're going to talk about Montreal, and then we're going to do... guess who has more Twitter followers?
Kino's Corner.
Kino's Corner.
I got some
keynote
good
speaker.
Ones.
I was thinking about Mitch Hedberg if he was a detective. Do you have that dun-dun-dun? Like, I don't know why I was
funny
like,
already.
It is funny. Thank you. That's why I like Daniel. Like he would say, I don't... He goes, I think... I can't even do Mitch Hedberg now.
Yeah, you can.
You got it? Well, we did prepare it when we rehearsed. Boom, boom, boom. Maybe you never did get it. We'll do it next week. No. It's fine. Shh. Shh. Remember one week I was shushing and I think we talked about that. I was shushing. No one else was talking. I'm like, everybody quiet. And then you go, Rory, you go,
dun, dun, dun.
What is that? The comedian that's a detective? Yeah. That's funny. I never saw her in the house before. Okay, you got it now? That's funny. I never saw her here before. Let's talk about the festival.
He's never solved one crime.
Yeah. Caller, go ahead. You're there for Rory. Go.
I just want to let you know, man. I like the show a lot. You're doing a great job. I'll talk to you later.
That'd be funny if you had a drummer instead of the court stenographer, like the judge hands out the verdict.
Hey,
I find your crimes reprehensible, and I sentence you to a life in prison in solitary confinement.
But, Your Honor.
They don't know if it's real or not.
Was your client or was he not at midnight recorded in a 7-Eleven by the surveillance camera and seen there, which contradicts exactly where he said he was at? I don't even know if that makes sense.
It does.
Let's talk about the comedy festival. First of all, let me say this. I got there early, 3 days early, so I got to hang out with a lot of comedians that normally I don't get to hang out with because the nature of it is when you go to a comedy festival, you see a lot of comedians that you're friends, so you gravitate towards them. Mm-hmm. But on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I got to see a lot of guys that are from other countries and, you know, get to know them better. Let me tell you this, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, talk about trying to be positive. I love comedians. It was just fun, and it was just, I just loved it. It was just like, I've been there before, I've been to festivals before, the first time with Rory, and Rory, so what basically happens for the people that are listening that don't know what it's like, in short, there are shows all over, this was their 30-year anniversary, and, you know, you come in, there's shows, like, there's, you know, a lot of shows every night. The latest show is usually a midnight show that will go to around 1:30.
Yeah.
But whenever you're done your show, no matter, you know, you might have one show in a night, you might have two shows in a night, but whatever happens, every comedian, no matter where you're at doing your show, you end up at the hotel bar,
yeah,
which is inside and outside. There's a patio, and then there's inside. That's where everybody ends up at about between 12 and 1:30 in the morning till pretty much 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because for L.A. comics, we're on L.A. time. So that's just 3 o'clock. That's like, you know, an average late night in L.A.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, some comedians I hung out with, I know them, I like them, and you don't know their names because you don't know them that well, but when you see them, you get a little nervous because you don't remember their name. Everybody's pretty cool about that, though. They get it, you know. But I really like hanging out with comedians, and this is the first time that I was ever at the Montreal Comedy Festival with Rory. And let me tell you something. You know, I would get, like, when you weren't around, all I would do is like, where's Rory? Where's Rory? Where's Rory? Is Rory here? Have you seen Rory? And someone goes, I saw Rory. I go, where the fuck's Rory? And then I would look over. I could always find your jacket,
yeah,
in the sea of people. And it was just, did you have as much fun as I did?
I had so much fun. Yeah, yeah. Hanging out at that bar can be strange. One, it's overpriced, so there's already that. And it's kind of a weird setup, but you have, you know, this industry thing happening, and there's all this tension in the air for some people about, you know, what they're doing and how they, mm-hmm, feel there. So it was more fun to, I enjoyed hanging out with you and just joking around more than taking it seriously.
Yeah, I smoked. I don't drink from the bar that often, so I was just mostly smoking. But I like,
yeah,
you know, I hang out with Zoe Friedman more than I ever have before. You really bond with people in a different way when,
yeah,
people are there. Look, the overall thing is that, you know, I complain a lot, but I also like to try to give, you know, the same amount of time to positivity. And I really, there's so many people up there that I genuinely liked. I did Paul F. Tompkins' show every night and just fucking loved it.
Yeah.
The atmosphere was great. Paul comes out looking like $1 million, and you do your set, and then he brings you over to a little table and he interviews you. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And James,
the post-show interview.
It was great. And Rory was on shows. One show, I go, Rory, I need a little table. So James brings me out a teeny little table. Then Rory brings me out a bigger table. And then I go, oh, I think I like Rory more. And then James brings me out a six-pack of beer. And then Rory brings me out even a bigger table.
No, I brought you out a ladder.
A ladder. You brought me out a ladder. Yeah. This gigantic 10-foot ladder, and he sets it up on the stage. And he goes, and I was like, oh, I needed a ladder. And we just go, everything was silly and fun. I saw Andy Kindler's State of the Industry, and he said, amongst a lot of great things, and I did not get to see Patton's
keynote address. Great.
But last night, it's so sad. It's not sad. It's what it is. I'm not the best. I can't read that well. So a friend of mine read me both letters, and I was very, 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 very impressed.
Yeah.
And it was also very inspiring. And I thought his letters, to me, were showed his him being frustrated, but also him being kind and reasonable and level-headed. And I
optimistic.
Yes, it wasn't just a bitter, hateful letter. It was so well written from my standpoint. But going back to Andy's, one of the things that Andy said that resonated with me the most, and remember how I said, you know, you need to speak up for other people. When comedians say that women aren't funny, I've always been, there's Bonnie
McFarlane
has a documentary coming out about it. And I said what I said back then, but it was defending it completely. Because I think you, because a woman can't froth at the mouth as much as a guy can. It is our job as men to go, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You can't judge somebody on, because people used to think they had me. I used to go, yes, women are just as funny. Name five women that really make you fucking gut-wrenching laugh hard. I can't name as many as I can men, because women are new to the art of, what would you say?
Yeah.
They've been doing it as long. That's like saying, you know, the first year they let women be on the police force and go, oh, they're not as good. They're not as good. Well, good. Name. Well, you know, there's not going to be as many women that are as good as the men in the beginning.
Our society's view of women has shifted drastically, even in the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
So comedy has reflected a lot of that. So that's only beginning to catch up.
Yeah. So when
to me, it's just the dumbest fucking thing. It's such a non-issue. I know. I mean, speaking up about it to defend it, I totally agree with.
Right.
But
I mean,
the fact that someone even thinks, oh, you know what, I should say that women aren't funny. It's like. And you know what? If you really think that, I'm totally fine. That's your opinion. It's subjective. You're talking about an art form that is subjective. If you truly have never seen a woman that is funny, then what benefit are you doing anyone to pretend that you have? But to assume that your opinion of all of them is what everyone thinks is the most absurd. It's like take any statement and say, well, this is definite. And it's like, it can't be.
But to me, it's also like saying, yes, obviously everybody has a right to their opinion. But when your opinion isn't based on fact, you know, if you squint your eyes tight enough, you will see anything the way you want to see it. It's like, okay, they're squinted, but I can still see some facts. Keep squinting. I still see facts. Keep squinting. Oh, my eyes are completely shut. Now, for the people that would say, okay, like I just said, I'm repeating myself to make myself clear.
Yeah.
If somebody was to say, okay, name. No, you can't name as many women that are as funny. At least 10 years ago, people used to do it, and I felt like I was the lawyer for women comedians, but then I would lose the battle until I came up with my scenario of, no, they're not been doing it along. But why wouldn't you look at the facts? Anything that women have the opportunity to do, they do just as fucking good as anybody else.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, it's like, so why wouldn't they do, years to come, you will see just as many funny women, but they're new to the, what do you want to say? Like, for some reason, I reach a stumbling block. Like, they're new to they haven't been doing stand-up comedy as long as men.
Right.
So I think my police analogy is pretty good. You know, you can't wait till women are allowed on the police force and then literally 6 months later go, oh, they're not as good as men. Well, name as many women that are good on the police force. No, you can't. They just started doing it. Does that make sense? So I think...
Yes and no. I mean, I don't feel totally that they've completely started doing it, but I feel like when someone does that, when they say, well, then name five that you like, it's almost like the question is irrelevant whether I name five at all because you don't find women funny.
Well,
I could actually name five names of – and I'm not using this example saying I can't name five female comedians, but I could just name five people and you won't even know who I'm talking about because you don't find women funny. I mean, if you said something like, oh, I don't find women funny – you don't think Carol Burnett ever did anything? You don't think she contributed in any way? Like, if you really think, if your answer is, no, I never found her funny, it's like, well, then that you're talking about someone that I think most people would say is a pioneer of women in comedy.
But here's,
and you
here's,
don't find her
hold
funny.
Hold on.
You probably checked out forever
ago. I know me and you were on the same page, but I think I will bring clarity to it.
Yeah.
Those people that say women aren't funny are going to say, oh, there's some. We're not defying that Carol Burnett. But what they're saying is not as many. And there's where I think I need to make that what I'm going with the police analogy, because there aren't as many. But that will end.
Right.
Once the more like the same thing with anything. Once women are that field is open to them, that they every other field they do just fine. And what he said about the man show, and then I will let you get in here, Daniel. What he said about the man show, I thought it said it so well. He goes, and you know, look, this is one of those things. As far as Adam Carolla goes, like, you know, if I saw him at a party, I don't want to like have ill feelings. But you know what? Fuck that. Like, it's like, I thought Andy said it so well. So he's saying the man show would have been worse if women were writing on it. It couldn't have fucking been worse. There's no fucking way it could have got worse. So when you're worried about funny and unfunny, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
If you gave every woman in the world that script, they couldn't have made it worse. If you said, here, there's 100 women over there, I'll give you $1 million each, make it worse. It couldn't be done. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what? And you might think, if I was a woman, I couldn't get this angry because everyone goes, oh, excuse me. But you know what? It is anger over nothing. I get it. But it's also frustrating to hear someone go, shut up. It's just such based on nothing.
Yeah.
So well, I thought Andy brought such clarity to it in a silly way. How much worse could the man show been if women would have been able to do it?
Yeah.
Good. Two things. First of all, I don't know how genuine that statement was on Adam Carolla's part. I feel like he... I know that there's people who say that and mean it, and I'll address that secondly. But
you
I
don't think
like,
he did?
I don't think Adam Carolla. I think he's too smart. He's too aware.
Oh, hold on, hold on. I got it. So did he say it and I misunderstand him? No, or did he say what he didn't mean?
He said what he didn't mean,
well, then that's
and he
just,
said it to be a dick and to stir up some controversy. That's what I believe. I don't know if that's
okay,
true.
But do you realize that defense of him is worse?
Probably, yes.
In other words, if you're defending him, you're just making him sound dumber now. Because if you really mean it, all right, we at least, you know, I'll give you a little credit. At least you say what you mean. We have an argument. If you don't mean it,
here's the second
you're
part.
Throwing him under the bus even more, which you might be right. If he doesn't mean that, which I think he does, but if he doesn't mean it, even more to go, oh, really? So you just go off on things you don't mean. Why? There's not enough shit that you mean to say?
Here's the second part. I think people who say women aren't funny, what they mean to say is because of my issues with women and the way I was brought up or my relationship with my mother or my wife or whatever it is, I don't find women funny. I don't like female comedians. That's what they mean. But they never say that.
Well, I think a lot of them, and it's weird, I'm defending some of them, but also coming, you know, also I think also there's a big group that say it because they're looking at it through squinted eyes. And I'm just keep repeating myself. There might not be as many funny women because as far as stand-up comedy goes, it's just in the recent future, in the recent past, that they started doing stand-up comedy. Do you know what I'm saying? I am right about that. Like, if you go back 30 years, it wasn't an art form that most women did. But as they enter into it, as the years go on, yes, there are. So I think there's a lot of people that say it because they genuinely just think, like, I don't give a fuck. Funny's funny. If a woman's funny or if a guy's funny, I just don't see as many funny women. That's why I think my analogy is important because, you know, it, like anything, you know, you can't open that field up to women and then judge right away on whether there's as many. Because I think there are some people that are not. I think there's people that are honestly not sexist at all. They are not sexist at all, maybe, but that say women aren't funny. But when you say why, you go, there's a reason. But it doesn't mean they're not funny. Just because there's less that are funny doesn't mean they're not funny. Back to the police. You know, the whole thing. You know, whatever year it was when women were allowed on the police force. Again, I'm repeating it to get clarity into my head. You can't wait a day later and then have a debate with someone.
Right.
Well, look, I can name this cop, that cop. Name three. Well, yeah. Okay. Wait. Give me 30 years and then ask that same question.
But I think it's so subjective. It's almost like women aren't as funny as men. It's like, well, if that's what you think, then that why did I don't understand. One, I think it's more ridiculous that we make such a thing out of it more so than the person actually making the statement, because it's almost like,
well, let me
tell
you something.
Great, then you say that statement, but it's like if you don't know how dumb and absolute you're sounding. That we can't, you can't be changed. You obviously are just out there.
You know what,
there.
Though? I'll say this. If it feels like anything else in life, when another group defends you, it at least feels good. And I'll be totally honest with you, to George Carlin.
Oh, I'm not saying
if there's
don't
a woman,
defend them.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm saying not to defend, but I almost think there's a defense in saying, if someone is like, oh, I just don't think women are as funny as men. It's like, so when you go to a comedy club, if someone goes, hey, I want you to come to this show, it's going to be funny. Is your first question, well, is it a guy?
Right.
Or do you just go? Right. You just go. If someone's like, oh, you got to see this show, it's really funny, you just go. And if you get in there and you go, oh, it's a woman? Oh, never mind. I guarantee you, all the people that say, I don't think women are funny, you've turned off before you've even heard funny women speak. Aren't unfunny women, there are. And you've decided that those unfunny women that you've seen, that's who everybody
right.
is. And you could do the same thing with any man or anybody. Or,
all
I mean,
right.
I guess there's really just two of the genders there. But
well, let's move on. I'm like,
wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that because then this would happen at every comedy club every day in a ticket booth. And we'll call, hey, who's performing? Well, she's really funny. Hello? Hello? Hello?
A man.
Hang up.
It's a man.
Yes, she's very funny, and let me tell
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, there, let's move on.
Okay.
I got to be the Whoopi Goldberg of this group. God, you guys wouldn't shut up about it. You know what? almost doing this podcast a year. Year ago on this topic, I would have thought, did I beat a dead horse? No. No, because let me tell you something.
I heard you. Until I went through the last podcast and then I heard you say,
Where does that come from, beat a dead horse? I don't, like, do you beat a horse until it's dead and then you stop beating it?
Yes, let's move on. No one ever answers the question.
Wait, I don't get it. Help.
Yes, we beat a dead horse. There
okay,
we go.
No, no, seriously, like, where does that expression come from?
No, that's that's a legitimate question. Okay, so
So I guess what you're saying is you beat a horse until it's dead. And then you don't beat it anymore. That's where the expression comes from. You're beating a dead horse.
Like, the horse is already dead. Stop beating it. Or
who's beating?
Or you're outrunning a horse that's not alive.
Is that horse not alive? Keep beating it. That's fine.
You're thinking it's physical violence. It could just be beating them in a race.
Oh.
I don't want to beat a dead horse.
By the way, speaking of horses,
like, that would actually be good. That would actually
like,
be a compliment.
Like, I'm so right. I'm not even chasing. This horse can't even challenge me.
Speaking of horses, and then they're animals. And then there's dogs, and they're also animals. I have a new pet peeve. It's people. Yeah. I have to segue. People that you couldn't call the SPCA on these people because their dogs have water and they have food and they have shelter.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a pet peeve with people that, like, if a dog has fleas, I have a friend, their dog has fleas, and they're going to do something about it. They will. They'll probably go, you know what, I got to give him a flea bath this weekend. No! You give him a flea bath now! The dog, you've taken it out of nature. What happened in nature? They jump into a pond to get relief. I would imagine there's ways. So my neighbor's dog has chapped nose. And I know, God, you know when you have chapped lips and you lick them and the dog keeps... So I bought some Blistex. And I put it every time. I'm not even joking. I know them really well. And I would never say this to them. Now the dog's nose is fine. I mean, I'm not kidding. Night and day after 4 days.
Yeah.
I came back. And I keep in mind, I know my neighbors really well. I don't get this aggressive when I talk to them. And they don't listen to the podcast. But I came back. I go, have you putting the Plistix on there? They go, oh, no. You know what? Well, fucking do it. Because your dog, I don't know if you've noticed, it must suck to go through life with a chapped nose.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send this podcast to them. Don't make a joke, Daniel. I swear to God.
Not a joke.
I will close this podcast down and never
joke.
Do
God.
It again.
But I do have...
By the way, he's been
I do have something to say. I don't know if you're right here.
He's been searching. Oh, really? Oh, so a dog should have fleas?
No.
I know. I was just... Go ahead.
But,
what is it?
You know, when you have chapped lips, that there's nothing wrong with your lips. Your body's dehydrated, and that's just one of the signals. So if you use chapstick, that's actually bad because you begin to get addicted.
Can I shut you up?
Okay, so affectionately. I think the dog might have just needed some water, not some Blistex on this mouth.
Honestly, then that's even worse. The owners aren't even giving the dog water.
Are you serious?
I don't know if I am, but it just
came
to my head.
Okay, I'll tell you what. When you know if you're serious or not, I'll have a conversation with you. But I'm not wasting my energy.
Yes, I'm serious. Because in humans, that's true. And I wonder if with the dog, if there were other problems, and that nose was showing.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. Besides you probably being right, when you have chapped lips, there's a reason, and you hear about, if you just use Blistex, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and the more Blistex you use, okay.
It gets better, but then you have to keep using
Blistex. You can drink all the water you want to fix your chapped lips.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I need you here, Rory.
I'm here. Keep going.
But I know in my life there have been many times where my lips have been chapped, and I'm able to use a little chapstick or Blistex for 2 days, and they feel better at the end of the day. Water wouldn't do it that quick.
Right. They probably do bring you some relief. Yes.
So
you'd also have to hydrate.
Yeah. Both.
Yes.
Both.
Yes. Right. No, I'm not saying you did a bad thing. I'm just saying I wonder if there's other things.
Maybe
that
a dog's
doing.
Nose is supposed to be. No, it's always rubbing it in the like it bothers
it's supposed
it.
To be wet. It's supposed to be almost slightly moist.
And this dog feels better now.
I'm sure it does. It wasn't a...
It died.
There's the dog right now. There's
someone beat it.
Oh, my God. The dog... I'm not even joking around. The dog is literally walking up.
Oh, there she is.
Here he comes right now.
Oh.
What type of dog is that, Rory? Explain it.
It's a miniature pony. It's actually a miniature pony dog. It has on a cowboy hat and cowboy boots on each foot. And it's kind of strutting. It's strutting in a weird way. And there's a guy with a top hat kind of walking in front of it. But he's doing sort of like a jazzy walk. And throwing confetti at kids.
Is that... Who is that? Is that Rip Taylor?
I think it's George Clooney as Rip Taylor.
Oh, my God. Jordan. I mean, Rory.
Come on, Wood. Wood.
No, don't get over here.
Jesus, shit.
What is that guy doing?
Where? What guy?
Oh, that's a guy with these juggling water balloons.
All right, you guys want to play?
I feel like I got all over the place. Yes, it is time.
Let's play Who Has More Followers on Twitter.
That I do. Hey, folks, we're back. It's Daniel Keto with Who's Got More Followers.
Hi, this is Todd Glass. I'm about to play the game. This is called Who Has More Twitter Followers, hosted by Daniel Keno. That's right.
Hey, yeah, folks, Rory Scovel here. Just wanted to introduce the new show, Who's Got More Twitter Followers, Daniel Keno.
All right, alrighty. Welcome back.
Hold on, you know what? Now that I think about it, and I do want to play this game, maybe this would be better. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We're about to play Who's Got More Twitter Followers. In the room today is Herc. He'll be playing. Also, Jordan. Katie will be playing for the Nerdist Network. And over there is Chris Burden. He'll be playing with us.
Delta.
Rory Scovel. Here's your host, the funny Daniel Keno.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Who Has More Followers on Twitter.
Hey, folks, welcome back. We're going to be Who's Got More Twitter Followers with Daniel Keno. Let's throw it to your host, Todd Glass.
I'm not the host, but the host is the very funny, the very lovable Daniel Keno.
Oh, thanks, Rory. Thanks, Todd, you guys. Thank
you. All right,
here
we go. Let's be serious now.
Okay, ready?
Go ahead.
Let's start.
Go ahead.
Here's Daniel Keno.
Now let me do it. Here, go ahead. Now it's time to play Who's Got More Twitter Twitter.
Who's Got More Twitter Followers? Here's your host. Here's Rory introducing Daniel.
Folks, thanks for tuning in to Who's Got More Twitter Followers. This is Who's Got More Twitter Followers with Daniel Keno. Right,
stop. Thank you, guys.
Stop. Shh. Seriously, stop. Shh. Stop playing it. I swear to God. All right, go ahead, Daniel. All right, go ahead.
We have. Ready?
Okay. Softly in the background.
Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
The official verified account of Fox News.
Okay.
CNN.
Okay.
Official verified CNN account. Or Paris Hilton.
Okay, so by
easy.
The way, we can, because we have a tight show today, we can only
I knew you were onto my formula, so watch your back. So okay. I'm going to mix it up.
Did we talk about the Montreal Comedy Festival? Okay, so you got
Fox News, CNN, Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, maybe that's the trick.
CNN.
Erk.
Okay, CNN? Turn the music CNN. Off. Stop it already.
CNN.
CNN?
Wrong. Everyone's
okay.
Wrong.
Okay, I say me and Rory are the only ones that say Paris Hilton. Everyone else says
it is Paris Hilton with 8,100,090 followers.
How many does CNN have?
Five and a half million. Fox came in third at 1,700,000.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Okay, next.
We interrupt this show to bring... Okay, go ahead.
Subway sandwiches.
Come on, shut that off. You're being silly.
Subway, Burger King, or McDonald's? All official, verified.
Okay, Subway, McDonald's, and Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Here's my thinking. I want to go McDonald's, but I feel like I bet Subway does a better campaign with their Twitter handle.
Okay, guess what? You're right.
Yeah, but McDonald's is all over the world.
No,
that's
the biggest. I don't know.
Fast food chain in the world.
I know you're throwing us off. I mean, I say Subway even more now because I know what you're doing, Daniel. Okay. I see it in your eyes.
Okay. I want to convert.
I see it in your eyes.
I might convert.
Let me see your eyes.
All right. Let's go.
I'm
going to
still stay
horn.
With Subway. I'm going to put money. He's trying to throw us off. It's a good point, but I think he's afraid. We're right.
Really? They don't even have Wi-Fi at Subway. Why would they be on Twitter?
Because you're mad. You're mad at us for guessing so early. You're so upset right now. I can see it in
Subway,
your eyes.
Subway, Burger King, or McDonald's?
Oh, it's not Burger King, but I'm so glad we brought up Burger King. Remember the last time I said, who's eating a Burger King? Guess what?
What? Chris?
I like it a little now.
You do?
I get a double Whopper with nothing but ketchup. Three bites.
You don't eat the original chicken sandwich?
No,
that too.
Oh, that's the best.
Hey, you know what I was doing in
Er.
Okay, so I say a Subway. Burden. Subway. Andrew, a.k.a. Erk. Subway. Jordan says Subway.
Subway.
You fucking assholes. It is Subway.
Right.
Eric's the only one that fell for my trick.
Folks, Eric fell for the old McDonald's tweeting trick on the next episode of
Tino. Basically, McDonald's has 500,000, Subway has 700,000, and Burger King has a guy who'll call you with news. Okay, ready?
Okay, one more.
I actually have a good one.
Okay, fade it out. No joking around. Come
no
on,
joking guys. Around. No Not one will guess joking. This.
Okay, well, don't tempt me.
Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Bob Dylan? Yes.
Bruce Springsteen?
Okay.
Or Tom Jones?
Oh, I love this one.
God, this is a good one.
See, you got rid of the formula there. I love that.
By the way, for our listeners and whoever else listens... That makes me laugh every time
for our listeners.
And you know
and
what?
And people
for some
walking
reason,
by.
For some reason, it's hard to not say that, though.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense when you say it.
I flipped Rory
it's
off.
It's for the listening audience. It's like when they say on TV, like they go, and for our studio, oh, I don't know what they say.
Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Jones.
I'm going to go with the boss.
Okay.
I think the boss, Tom Jones. What's new? I'm going
to
say, I'll tell you what, I know this is unfair to do this. It's definitely between Tom Jones and Bruce. There's no doubt about that. That I would put everything I have in the bank.
Okay.
Who gives a shit? I lose $100.
I'll bet you it's Tom
I'm going to say it's Bruce Springsteen. It's just Katie? Hands down, it
I
has
think,
to be Bruce.
I think Bruce, too.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Jordan.
Jordan says Tom Jones.
Bob Dylan, trying to be contrary. Okay.
I'm going boss, yeah.
Boss? Jordan, you got it with Tom Jones. Isn't that insane?
Can I tell you, it's never been so great to be
wrong.
Kick
her out.
Yeah, it's great.
Kick her out.
Tom Jones, and get this.
Women aren't better at this game than men.
Get this. Bruce Springsteen has 221,562 followers. Tom Jones has 228,000.
Oh, it's close.
By 7,000.
Come on, everybody. Let's just enjoy Tom Jones out of respect.
You
want to
do one more?
Yeah. Let's listen to Tom for a second.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. When I see you hanging about with anyone. It's not unusual to see you cry.
Blowjob. I want to die. Okay, fade it out. Let's do one more. I love this game, by the way.
Here you go. This
Where'd
you
get your... You have a cardigan sweater over there, Daniel?
No, it's just a regular sweater.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know.
Okay, everybody
in the room. This week on Daniel, where'd you get your sweater?
I'm going to say it's... let's guess how much...
H&M.
Let's guess how much
H&M?
Daniel...
H&M?
No.
Let's guess how much Daniel's sweater
be.
Was. Give it to me. Let me see it. Okay, everybody, take a look. I'm going to cover the tag so I can't see it. Just by looking...
Are you going to guess it?
Yeah.
Well, I can't see the tag.
How would you know how much it was but just by the tag?
Feeling it, I'm going to say this sweater was... Does anybody else want to feel it or do you think you can do it by the look? And please don't look at the price. I mean, don't look at the tag.
Why do you keep the price on it?
I don't.
You stole it.
He means...
No, the price isn't on it. The tag.
Not the tag, the label.
The name tag. Yeah,
okay, I'm going to say that's a... I don't know. Daniel could spend a little more for his sweater than we would think. I'm going to say that's a... In the $50.
I actually do know where I got it.
Where'd
so.
Oh, does anyone else want to guess?
Well, he said no to H&M.
I'm going
to
change my price. He got it for $32.
I don't know. What is it? Don't go higher, 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 and lower. I went to an angle higher. 33.
Okay, how much did you say?
33. I think it's 33, Bob.
I said 33.
34.
How much do you think it is?
Higher!
How about $1?
That might be the smart play here,
All right,
folks.
How much was it?
Okay, the winner is Eric.
Erk.
With
Erk.
Since I got it for free, I think $1 is the closest mark.
Oh, it was a tricky one.
Everybody, we are going for the close here.
Okay, ready? Jay Leno,
hey,
David Letterman, or Jimmy Kimmel?
Jay Leno, David Letterman, or Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. Only because it's progressive and
Jay Leno's very
shut up.
Thorough and
I know what you're doing. You oh my god,
no,
here
it's
comes
a reverse. It is Jay Leno.
Jay Leno shakes everyone's hand who follows him.
Thank you.
Jay Leno.
Is that him outside right now walking by?
That's him.
I heard you guys talking about me.
Oh my god, Jay Leno's walking down La Cienega Boulevard. What's he riding?
Wait. What is that? It's a tiny dog. It's a tiny little dog.
Is he sitting on it?
Yeah, he's sitting on the dog. Like in a weird, his knees are up near his shoulders kind of a way.
Why is he waving? Who's he waving? Oh, he's waving to the people.
Oh, wait, that's George Clooney as Jay Leno. That's not Jay Leno.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel. Burden?
Leno.
Leno, you say? Leno?
Letterman.
Or Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Kimmel is correct. Not even close, by the way. Jimmy Kimmel blows Leno by a million and Letterman by a million and a half almost.
I knew it.
Fade it out. There we go. Who has more Twitter followers?
You hate that fader.
All right, listen, let's take a break. Not a break, just like calm down, everybody, including me. That was fun, Daniel. That's the best thing you've brought to this show, this fantastic...
In the history of time.
No, you bring a lot of funny things to the show. Everyone's nice and everyone's good. Dan, Rory, what are you doing over there?
I'm just sitting watching you.
Nah, I see
fun.
You.
He brings a lot of stuff to the show.
Dear Todd, I want to admit that even though I don't like the shushing... And I don't like Daniel pitching app ideas. I like the Twitter game. It gets me every time.
Shh. How about
anyone else?
How about hamburger? That's a guy's catchphrase. And we talked about all we did in Montreal. I want in my hamburger. Who do you think could say it longer, me or you? Hey, by the way, for the people listening. That's what he does, a joke, and then he goes hamburger.
That's a real person.
Yeah, and by the way, I have an affection for him. Like I wish that I could manage him and he goes, hamburger. You think you could say it longer than me? To the side. Okay, technically,
really,
that's right.
You went 20
stick
seconds.
The landing.
Hamburger!
You did it longer than me, and I cheated.
Yeah, that wasn't even...
I told Chris to make it really long, and then that... Chris gave me a look while you were doing it. Gun Todd, I think his real one is longer than the one we faked. All right, listen, everybody. We got a lot of show to cram in here. You have to go to the bathroom?
Camping episode.
Rory, come on. So unprofessional.
I'll go with you.
Hey, by the way, you know what I do in the airlines now? You know, they after 9/11, you know how they started saying, oh, there's no more food. And then they would say, after 9/11, because it's such a sensitive topic that you don't ask questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after 9/11, and people go, oh, 9/11, it's a little uncomfortable, obviously. And you just don't go, you don't want to say, what's 9/11 have to do with no food? Because you just don't want to, you just feel it's too, you'd be disrespectful to what happened on 9/11. So you just let it be. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been doing lately. I go onto the airplane, I take two seats. They go, sir, you can't have two seats. I go, yeah, after 9/11, I take two seats. They're like, but sir, yeah, after 9/11, I'm sorry. Whatever I do, I get on the plane with first class. They go, sir, you can't get on the plane first class if you're in coach. Yeah, after 9/11, I started boarding with first class. But sir, and then they get uncomfortable. Switch it around a little bit.
I do that when just not even on an airplane.
Where do you do that?
Just ever, like at Starbucks, like cutting the line. They'll be like, sir, ma'am, after 9/11.
After 9/11, I think
I have to get my coffee and get going. You never know. After 9/11.
After 9/11. What do you do, Rory? You have sex with your wife and you say that? Trying to throw you something here.
Jordan and I have Jordan and I have sex and she's like, that was great. And I was like, yeah, ever since 9/11, I've gotten a lot better.
Listen, hold on.
We're coming in for the close. Or we got.
How about if we take a break? We are going in for the close. We got about another, I would say, 20 minutes max, everybody. How about if we play a little? Do you know, this is the truth to George Carlin. Somebody made Frank Sinatra made somebody bet that he could sing any song and make it a hit. This is the story I've heard, and I presume it to be true. Don't forget to watch Judge Judy. It's a new sponsor. So he picked the old MacDonald had a farm, and to George Carlin, I'm positive this is him, and I'm you know, positive that somebody made him this bet, and he did make this. I think it got to the top of the charts. I don't want to say too much because I could be wrong, but what I do know for a fact is this is Frank Sinatra to George Carlin, and he did make this song go to the top of the charts. I think number one. And when you hear it, you go, it sounds like, how could he make old MacDonald have a farm? But then when you hear the song, I'm saying to George Carlin, so you know I'm being honest, you think, oh, because, you know, oh, that actually does work for him, but only the way he does it. So we'll take a break. We'll play a little Frank Sinatra singing Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was a chick, the prettiest chick I know. With a little curve here and a little curve there, this chick, she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had...
Ah, little Frank Sinatra. I like it. Hi. What's going on? Everything's good. We're back.
We're good.
Good mood.
Where? Moving.
How come Jordan? I'm not Jordan. Oh my God, I can't keep doing that. Where is Rory? Is he still in the turn? He's in the bathroom. Oh my God, he's playing in the toilet. Oh my God.
Poop face.
What's he saying? Wait, turn his mic off. Turn that toilet mic off. What's he saying? Shh, turn his mic off. Turn his mic off. What's he saying?
It sounded like poop face. Poop.
No, there's no way. He's not.
Wait,
that.
Is he saying I'm rubbing poop all over my face?
Guys, shame on you. There's no way he's saying that.
Poop face, rubbing it in my cheeks, grabbing the poop out of the toilet and rubbing it on my face. I'm camouflage.
Turn his mic off.
So I can blend in with shitheads.
Turn his mic off. When he comes back here, I don't want a word of this to him.
He's going to have poop on his face, though.
Well, don't say anything, Katie, because he obviously has a problem.
He's coming.
Hey, guys. Sorry to jog over.
Where were you, Jordan? I mean, where were you, Rory?
I was in the...
What were you doing?
What do you mean?
Where were you?
I was in the bathroom. We took a break.
Oh, cool. You know, I told everyone not to bring this up, but now I can't help it.
You poop on your face. Schmutz on your
face.
Are
you serious?
You're trying to be polite. There's a little...
You have a little schmutz?
A little schmutz. Meanwhile, there's caked on shit. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. You ever hear those? They're doing, like, it's a woman and it's her version. Let's go. Okay, I know you see Rory planning things.
Little baby,
dear Todd, I didn't like it when the one guy had poop on his face. I pictured it, and it made me sick to my stomach. I found it to be simply unbearable. What will I listen to?
She's coming.
Shh. You want to shush me again, motherfucker? Don't even try it. How dare you? All right.
Thank you for being a friend.
You guys, wait. What's today's date?
July 31st.
Oh, my God. Did you know that it was on this day in 1984... that the second season of Golden Girls premiered. Now, the difference in Golden Girls. You heard me. Golden Girls. This season was a little bit different because they stopped shooting at Universal and they moved to Warner Brothers and they switched directors. And not a lot of people can notice that, but the Estelle Getty storyline's got a lot longer and a lot sweeter.
She was sleeping with the director.
All right, listen, everybody. We're going to do something fun. Who was just rattling the door here at Black Horse Motors?
A woman was just, she tried every door.
She tried every single door.
She a lunatic?
She did it in a very aggressive, like, never not checking the door, like, yanking it. Oh, there she is. She's trying to get in again.
If you just picture her, people...
She's trying to get in right now.
She's rattling the door, literally, as we listen.
Get anybody inside! Hey! I just wanted to ask about the gun! Is anybody inside? Hey! Is anybody in here?
All right, listen... Are you shitting me? Do you swear to God Mark Wahlberg's on the phone?
I'm going
to
ask him.
Mark, Mark, what are you? Hello, Mark.
I just want to let you know, man.
Yes.
I like the show a lot.
Okay,
you
but
did
here's
a good
the
job.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
No, I want
to
ask.
Oh, my God. He's redialing it. The minute he hangs up, he doesn't know he's still on the phone. Wait, Mark.
Why does he keep calling us on his landline?
He says he has a yacht.
Why do we hear him?
No, that makes sense.
Hello?
It's a landline.
Mark, go ahead.
I just want to let you know, man.
Yes.
I like the show a lot.
Okay.
Who? What do you like about it?
Yeah, what do you like about the show?
Who's your favorite?
I don't think so.
He's a busy guy, you guys. He doesn't have time to answer questions.
I mean, he has time to call this many times?
And hit TV shows.
If he would have called once and answered questions, we'd be done.
Don't chew your gum and crack it, everybody. If you're out there, there's got to be one person right now. You know the way I connect with these listeners. There's got to be one person out there that goes, I crack my gum.
Like you pop it, you mean?
Yeah, you need to stop that. It is... And I'm not wrong. The people that you want in your life. Now, you could go to find someone that will say, I don't mind it. There was someone at the gym the other day. I hear a lot of table noise. There was someone at the gym the other day, and they had their headphones on, so they didn't hear that they were cracking their gum that loud, but they knew it. But I've also heard people with no headphones on do it. And it is no difference than if you took two blocks of wood and went... It's so... And there's something about it that when I see someone cracking their gum, I'm probably prejudging someone that could be in every other area nice and kind and thoughtful. But I look at you and I want to punch your face. Crack, crack. Like you think that you're gum chewing. I'm going to say, and if I'm wrong, I'm crazy. You think there's something sort of maybe sexy about it or something like, you know, there's like... And you just love chewing your gum. Maybe you push it to your side. Like you put the gum on your side teeth and you chomp on it. Stop it. Stop it. Because let me tell you something. No one likes it.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you something. Gum. You know what gum chewing has in common with whistling? You're the only fucking one liking it.
Yeah.
No one digs your whistling. I got news for you. No one. Have you ever stopped whistling and somebody went, oh, finish whistling. I love to hear hit songs whistled to. Now, if you're in your house or in your...
Offbeat and...
Yeah. Well, even if you're the...
deaf.
No one should whistle. You know the only person who should whistle? Roger Whittaker. Google him. So there's that. Just the cracking and the crack, crack, crack. Stop it. Now, I don't know why I'm aggressive about it because there could someone...
I once got off the subway. In New York, because there was this person sitting next to me, and it was like a really full car, and I was just like, I can't deal with this, and I just switched cars. I got off.
Oh, thank you.
Went on another car, yeah.
Oh, thank you, because you know, let me tell you something. There's somebody else could say, you know what annoys me, and I would hear it and go, that's not that bad. You got to be out there in the world. And,
no,
you know,
it's the worst thing.
It is. Crack.
My sister used to do it.
It's not blowing bubbles. By the way, I wish I could do it. I'll tell you that right now, and I can't figure
it's
it
not.
Out.
It's,
no,
like, that's
no,
what
it's
you meant.
Popping it.
No.
Like when they like suck it back in and they pop it in their mouth.
No, you can't. Some people can do it on their side.
Oh,
like they
really?
Can
okay,
do.
Yeah.
They can do it with their mouth shut. It's like when you make a little air bubble with your mouth
and
shut,
then
you pop it. You crack, crack.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, there's blowing bubbles. Actually, that's that I don't mind.
No, this is like loud and extremely
crack,
obnoxious.
Crack. You know what? Here's the funny thing.
That joke always the blowing bubbles joke. That joke always makes me laugh. That's got to be like one of the first jokes I've ever heard, ever.
What is that joke?
You know, I was blowing bubbles. Bubbles is my dog.
Oh, yeah. Last night, I thought that was last night. I got so sick, I blew Chunks. Chunks is my dog.
Oh, I heard something about, like, I walked in on my son blowing bubbles. Bubbles is my dog or whatever it is.
Uh-oh. Sounds fun either
this
way.
This part of the show brought to you by Bubble
Gum. That joke always makes me laugh.
I like I don't know what to say, Daniel.
Could have said nothing.
How dare you? All right, listen, we're going to get to that. Who wants you to do that bit, Rory, that piece of paper? Who wants you to do this bit? We'll do it next week.
Josh Trey.
Josh Trey, we did not forget about you. Rory's going to bring this home, and next week he'll do it. And
we deliberately chose not to do your bit.
Well, no, I want to do it, but I keep forgetting. But I think now, what's his name?
Josh Trey.
Josh should be happy that it became like this running joke every week. We say we're going to do that bit. And by the way, all the names on that the emails that we read, they were emails that I honestly got, and I'm going to react to every one of those. But we just today, we just like I said this a million times. Some people write really nice things, and they let you know you're doing the show, you're going in the right direction. So you I appreciate that. So we'll do this. We'll do this bit. And what will we close with today? So don't crack your gum. Oh, and also,
I think we sing "It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood."
We could close with that, but I have something else, and then we'll no. But we'll do both. Right. We'll do both, Rory. Don't when you brush your teeth, you afterwards really need to gargle and with water. You can't. There's nothing worse than someone that comes into the lobby of the hotel and it smells damp with mixed with toothpaste. No one knows what I mean here. You've never smelled.
Is this me in Montreal, and this is how you're telling me?
No.
You're that kind of a friend.
No, I would tell you. It's just I'm telling you. There's people that might. I know people that they brush their teeth and then they just spit it out. And then they might not put, and maybe they throw a handful of water in their mouth. You need to throw 7 handfuls of waters in your mouth, really. And then maybe after you're done brushing your teeth, gargle with a teeny bit of the orange Listerine, not the mint again, because there it goes.
You have very specific instructions you'd like everyone to follow.
Well, I'm right. I am right. And I think you know I'm right, Daniel.
Yes, I don't think I've ever your instincts.
I can't spell.
I don't think I've ever smelled damp toothbrush mouth because I feel like, well, you brush your teeth, so it's got a minty smell.
No. There's a difference between...
How close are you getting to people's mouths?
Can I ask you something? Well, I have a question for Rory and your wife. Like, what the toothbrush etiquette? Like, would you guys share a toothbrush?
Yeah, hold on. Let me guess. Put that the dating game music.
Oh, they already answered.
All right, pause it.
All right, hon. Sharing toothbrushes.
You do.
Yeah. I mean, we don't, but if we have to,
no big deal.
Yeah, we don't really.
You don't
care.
Even make a joke about it. It's so not a big deal.
No, we don't care.
You know what? Good for you.
And do you remember when that happened? How long it took to get there?
Not very long. I don't totally deny that. If someone goes, "Oh, that's gross," it's like I get why you think that's gross, but at the same time. It's like, well, the only times we do it is if, like, one of us doesn't have a toothbrush. It's like, all right, so either we do a gross thing.
I think only a single person will say that's gross. I think most married people are kind of in the same comfort zone.
One time I had to use my
girl. Do you care?
One time.
Wait. I don't care. I like it. I like when the chicken sandwiches.
Well, one time.
I brush my teeth.
All right, Jordan. All right. Come on.
Jordan, control her. I mean,
shut, babe. Shut up. What are you doing?
Todd, what were you saying?
One time I had to use my girlfriend's toothbrush.
Wait, what? Oh, I thought you were going to try to play it off for real.
No. No, I used to get a lot of pussy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Welcome back to Todd Gets a Lot.
How much
of pussy
do you think I've had my whole life? Let's play the game.
Can I make a serious guess?
Can I make a serious guess?
If you know, you can't guess.
I'll guess.
Okay.
I have a serious guess.
By the way, what does that mean? We're saying how much?
Like in pounds?
No.
No, damn it. My answer was going to be 8 pounds.
How many times have I had?
This much?
How many times have I?
10 feet. 10 feet of pussy.
10 cubic feet.
How many times have I had sex is what I'm saying. How many times have I gotten pussy? By the way, saying pussy is not hateful. It's just there's no discrepancy about pussy. So you can say, like, there's certain things you can still be, like what I saw. You can vulgarness can be funny. You can be vulgar.
Vulgarity
is funny. Like when I say motherfucker, sometimes when I hear it, I go, oh, but then I think I say it because it's so unnecessary. Vulgarity can be funny. Can you be vulgar without offending a group? I think you can. Like, you could
could say, hey, my girlfriend sits home all day. She shoves things in her pussy. That's not hurting anybody because that's just vulgarity, but you're not being racist or sexist.
Well, it hurts her depending on what those things are that's being shoved into her pussy.
How much of you think I've had?
At 17.
No, really?
I don't know.
You want to guess?
You want me to guess how much pussy you've had?
How many?
And you've come out. You want me to guess how much pussy you've had in your life after having come out? Like, hey, guys, I'm gay. Like, oh, okay, well then,
oh, my God. Isolate that. Isolate that. Rory Scovel saying he's gay, and I'm playing it on every single show.
I'll just repeat it for a recording.
Mark that down. Go ahead. Say, I'm Rory.
My name's Rory Scovel, and I'm gay.
That helps a lot of the listeners. Hi, I'm Rory
Scovel.
But it's
always followed by this, so no one knows how to feel about it.
You know what? It was weird that I said that. It makes.
Do you imagine if Mark Maron had jingles when you did that podcast?
Oh, God.
Like you, he goes, and Todd, you're here to say something like, yes, I'm gay. And...
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear more with Todd Glass. You know, Mark, I can tell you that, you know, things like going to the prom, I never got to do it, and I never will. Never. That's it.
And he's straight-faced the entire time. Okay. He's the one doing it.
Here's how we're going to end the show. Thank you, everybody. We're going to do one more thing. I have a dinner to go to tonight, so we're keeping it a little short. Katie, do you want to...
My show, oddthursdays.tumblr.com. Next one, well, after this, will be August 16th, and Pete Holmes will be on it.
Pete Holmes. By the way...
Hey, can I do it? That's how I force my way onto shows.
I talked to Pete over... talked to Pete Holmes at the festival, and I'm going to do his show. He's going to do my show. And we just never... I told him, I'm podcast shy. I never asked him. So he was, you know, a gentle... He was just like... He just broke the ice. He's like, hey, you want to do each other's podcast? And we're like, of course I do.
You guys are on the same network.
Yeah. So. But we both agreed.
And
like,
you guys air on the same time, so it'd be perfect. You'll
always thank Jen Kirkman for coming up with that. So I let Katie plug her show because, like I said, you go, you see a show, you eat some good Chinese food. Is that show free?
It's absolutely free. And there's no
the
like,
food is so
item
good
minimum.
Too.
There's free parking. The food is delicious.
What time does the show start?
It starts at 9.
Here's the thing. The show starts at 9.
I get
there at 7:30. Get there at 7:30 and have a meal and go up and watch the show. The food is so good.
It is really good. And Chris Burden, thank you. Eric Olson, as always, thank you. Jordan 2B Scovel.
Yes.
All right. You don't have to.
I thought you guys are married.
I'm in
already,
love with
right?
her, and I don't not give yet. A shit.
They're not married. They're going to be married.
You going to do the name thing? You going to change your name?
Yeah. Rory's taking her name.
Jordan. That way it'll be easier for you when you.
Name.
That way it'll be easier for you when I sit across from you and you call me Jordan.
Hey, this is Jordan. By the way, guess what? And
what?
As we go to close, guess what?
What
pulled up in front of my mom's house today?
A clown car.
A Kia Soul.
No.
No. Yay.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, they gave me a. Not only were they very kind. They didn't give me a free car, but they did. They really did me right, not only with the price, which was crazy, but just the way everything was followed through. Westchester Kia, hey, they want to see you in a Kia.
Ah, yeah.
That's right. Hi, I'm the owner of Westchester Kia. My name's Jim, and I sure like to see you in a Kia. Okay, they were nice. Westchester Kia, so nice.
That's amazing.
They did everything right. I don't want to bore you with it, but they really just... A class act.
Can we start getting a campaign to get me something?
Yes, that's what we're going
to
do next week.
I need to get a Kickstarter for our wedding. We need to pay for this wedding.
You should let me plan your wedding.
Can we start a Kickstarter for our wedding and see if your listeners will... Here's what I want every listener to do, and I'm going to have this set up by next week. I want every single listener to donate $1 to me and Jordan's Kickstarter, and then I will thank you at a later date. What do you think about the prize?
You know what? I'm always asking for something for me. I like when I actually ask for something for, you know, I think that's a good idea. $1. Would you let me plan your wedding?
Yes, we've actually talked about it.
Where are you having it? Is it here in L.A.?
We don't know yet. We haven't found a planner yet.
Well, it has to be here in L.A. But you can't argue with me. It has to be the fucking way I say it. I mean,
then maybe we're out.
No. I'll find out. Like,
well, never mind.
Yeah. Every stinking one of you, shut up. Of course I would find out, like, okay, you like this color, you like that color, but, you know, after that. All right, now I'll take some suggestions.
Not many.
All right, we got to do this last thing. Go ahead.
Hi, dear Todd.
I didn't like it when the one gentleman asked for money when clearly he's doing very well in comedy. He has a Nissan commercial. He was one of the Variety's people, and Todd was of New Face for the first time. And I know that he has enough money for his wedding. Why do I have to donate? I liked it when Daniel did his game.
He likes Daniel. Everybody, I want to thank you as we do this last thing. We are going to do this last thing. Every single listener, you know, it's not, it's just, you know what? You know that. Can I have a moment? You know that I know, like, what you're doing. Some people are in there. I'm like Leonard Cohen.
Who's the
What's his name?
Who's the comedian who had a lot of
What's his
surgeries?
Name? Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen?
Yeah, Leonard Cohen.
Well, some people have made jokes that comedians that have had a lot of plastic surgery, they say they're in new faces. Every listener out there, some that are going through, you know, I do this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I also mean it to George Carlin. The person going through sobriety, you got it, you can do it. Remember what I said about being a superhero? Fade this out. Let's do this first. I found the song with the longest opening, and play that. No, the original. Play. Here's the longest opening, and the guy gets nervous because somehow the computer's messing up, and so he's like the first day on DJing. Be the guy. It's his first day DJing, and this is the song. But he doesn't realize something's happening, and he's talking. Okay, go ahead.
Folks, thanks for coming out. We've had a good time. Rebecca, David, awesome for you guys. Everybody's super happy for you. We want to get everybody on the dance floor now.
No. You're the DJ at a radio station.
Oh,
start it over.
I thought it was a DJ at a wedding.
No, at a radio station.
You know, that reminds me of that Kickstarter that's coming up next week where we need money for our wedding.
Okay, go ahead. And you got to talk up to this song.
That's right, folks. Coming back from Mike. It's going to be cloudy next week. You're going to be just fine. You're listening to TJ on Rock 107. Let's go ahead and play the hits. And tomorrow we're going to have more hits going too. So you're in a nonstop commercial free zone. And now let's go ahead and kick it off with 107 The Rock on 92. And we got to have, there's no commercials in the next hour and a half, and that's the promise we give you. It's going to be slightly cloudy this weekend. There's a chance of thunderstorms on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, there's going to be a little bit too much humidity. So if you're going camping, go ahead and do it. You're listening to 107.
And you're getting nervous.
And now it's...
I thought you found the version that didn't have the words.
Hold on. Okay, act like this is happens. And you think you got it down, but do it again. Go ahead. Pause it. Do you want to leave this in, or do you want to edit it out and do the one without any words?
I don't mind either of them. I want to hear you do one.
I think that's funny.
Okay, leave what we just did in, but now do a different version. We'll take this to close. We won't do the other thing. So the words never come on. Like, and you don't know there's something wrong with the machine or whatever, the program. I say machine, like there's a machine that plays the songs. Okay, so here you go. Well, your first day on the job. Well, thanks everybody for listening. It was fun. I'm waving.
Yeah.
So here we go. Okay, it's your first day. You're in the studio. You're up on the 20th floor. Yeah. It's your first day on the job.
You guys are listening to Nonstop Rock here on 107 The Rock. It's my first day here. My name's TJ, and I hope you guys remain solid listeners because I had a good time this afternoon. My shift is over, and I'd like to just go ahead and say for my first shift, it was pretty awesome. You guys are a lot of fun on 107 The Rock. So I'm a Reeve. I appreciate every listener out there. It's good to get this one under my belt. We got a good time. It's going to be cloudy this weekend, folks. You're going to want to make sure you bring an umbrella or a rain jacket. Who knows what's going to be going on. 107, The Rock.
Sweat is profusely now, pouring down his face.
We got
an hour later, no bullshit.
Yeah. And third grade wasn't easy. Mathematics is hard for anybody. And that's the kind of stories you're going to get on 107, The Rock. And then I went into fourth grade, fifth grade were quite easy. I went into, you know, I actually got into radio around sixth grade. That's when I really started liking it. I said, I always wanted to be a DJ. And here I am, 107, The Rock.
No bullshit. 24 hours later, he is dripping in sweat.
I would do anything. If somebody wants to call in, I need food. I haven't had food in a day. I need water. And you're listening to 107. That's the promise you're going to get on 107. The power has been, the lights have been off. I just need help. If anybody, help me! If anybody's out there, you're listening to 107 The Rock. Here they are.
God damn.
Fucking say you something! Say something now! Holy fuck!
I quit! I don't want to do this anymore. And that's what you get, that kind of passion on 107 The Rock.
You try to regain face.
Oh, fuck. Oh, but we are... I feel like this is some sort of a challenge they give the new guys, some sort of a hazing. I don't mind it, because I could rock as hard as you guys. You guys are my loyal fans here on 107 The Rock. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. This is a live show from the studio. We've there's no words to this song, I don't think. We're going to be doing a live show at Denny's on Friday. If you want to come out, we're giving away bumper stickers. We're doing the car wash. It's for... to raise money for the next foundation we try to help out with. I think it's going to be probably IHOP. We're going to be doing that there. We're doing a blood drive. Guys, don't forget the Rockin' Blood Drive. We're doing it every Sunday and third Monday of the month. So if you can come out, that's every Sunday and third Monday. Don't come every Monday, because it's every third Monday and every Sunday. We're doing the blood drive. That's 107 The Rock. And here we are listening to guitars mixed with drums and a little bit of bass on 107 The Rock. People ought to wonder what we're going to be having coming up. We're going to be doing, we're going to be covering the festival this year. We've got a lot of good bands. If you want to win tickets, caller number 9.
All
anybody
right.
Call. Please, anybody call.
Right. That's our show, everybody. Rory Scovel brings it home like a fucking champ. Sorry about last week. Everything's going to be fine.
I thought it was terrible.
I didn't like the joke.
I didn't like the jokes that happened.
Anybody else?
Anyone else agree?
Dear Todd, I found this week's show to be just unbearable. No DJ would ever sit in his booth for 24 hours. All the bits are unrealistic. Signed...
You're special. You're fine. Good night, America.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.